Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years with 7 cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. You're tuned into Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is Lori Craig of the Juno Artists Gallery. Welcome back to the show, Lori.
Thank you, Shelley. It's very much of a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
How are things going at the gallery? What did you all do for First Friday last weekend?
Well, it was, you know, what's really frustrating is we don't get to have the great food that we had for so many, so many years, a reputation.
I feel you and on that one.
We are being very careful with COVID. And so I work generally on Tuesday mornings, and I've been so pleased that so many people come in. I haven't had one person come in without a mask. And we have masks and hand sanitizer when you just first come in. We've got a little panel that keeps us separated, beautiful, clear plexiglass. But the one thing I want to say is thank you so much to the Juno community for supporting their local artists and our small businesses in the Senate building in particular, because we already kind of gang together there. And it really feels nice to have that support and to see so many of our friends and neighbors. And, you know, sometimes you can even recognize them with their mask on if you know their eyebrows.
Very good point. All right. So today you're here on behalf of your featured artist for the month of December. Would you like to tell us who that is and a little bit about her?
I would love to. Davida Stipic Writer is our December Artist of the Month. And one of the things that I really like about doing this job is that I can brag about our fellow artists, whereas sometimes it's a little harder if you're the artist to brag about yourself. And I took a couple pictures when I was working the other day, and I love being surrounded by the art. It's all so different. But one of the things I love about Davida's work, it sometimes manages to capture those sunrises and sunsets where we have brilliant colors. And since I work in very neutral tones, I'm always so impressed with someone who can capture those moments. And one of the things I was thinking about that's kind of fun is at this time of year, we're awake for the sunrises and the sunsets.
Yeah.
So we can really enjoy those colors. She is an expert at that. Beautiful paintings, vivid colors. And one of the things that she has that she wanted me to mention to people too is that she's got 20 different pieces that are ornaments or magnets, and they're perfect for gift giving and tree hanging. And what they really are is just mini paintings, and they are just great.
I think that I have one of those. I believe that she gave me one time when she was a guest on the show before. Does that sound like a possibility?
Oh, that does. She is so very generous and so kind. And, you know, it really is interesting being part of an artist co-op. We're all very independent, but yet we know that our success as individuals is only going to come because we all pull together. And it really does. It does show up that way. And I love that part of how we work together.
Does Davida have new work on display at the Juno Artist Gallery for this month?
You know, as she has some things that I've never seen before, which is really interesting. When one of our artists is a featured artist, we have a big wall when you first walk in the door that features the person's work. And there's some things that I've never seen before that are beautiful and delicate and even have a bit of a Japanese lilt. But so many of the things that I see and I'm looking at are those lovely scenes that we like, looking down the channel towards Mayflower Island or the other direction, looking at the bridge or out the road where you're looking at that channel and all the vegetation. You know, we never get tired of these scenes that we love so much. And she does such a great job of capturing them in color vividly.
Have you been following her as an artist for a long time? Do you know anything about what's her method like, or can you speak to what she's like as a person?
Oh, she's wonderful. She's a very delicate, soft kind of person who I think has that shell of softness, but she's a rock underneath. She is very solid. And one of the jobs that she does for the gallery is she helps us gather new members and interview them. So everybody has a little job at the gallery. It's really just like a family. And she's so good at nurturing people to let them know what it's like to become a member of the gallery and how everything works. And it really does work because we all are in this together and pulling together. And she does a great job with that. Her painting style is strong and bold strokes. And some of the things that she does is she does an enhanced giclée print. So she'll take a little print and then she'll add something to the surface so it looks like a real oil painting. Now you will see some originals at the gallery as well, which is wonderful. And I encourage everybody to come in and see small paintings, big ones, the ornaments and cards. So there's all kinds of variety of Davida Stipic writer things that you can take home with you.
Excellent. Well, Lori, thank you so much for giving us that information about Davida and her work, and letting folks know how we can see it or purchase it. Is there anything else you want to share with our audience before we say goodbye?
I sure would like to, as one of our other members is doing great work on Facebook. So please look up and follow us as Juno Artist Gallery or JunoArtistGallery.org. And Christine Kleinhans is doing a great job with Facebook. So you have wonderful, beautiful surprises. Between now and Christmas Eve, we're open from 11 to 5:30 every day.
Thank you so much, Lori. I'm happy to hear that. I hope you have a lovely end of the year and holiday season.
Thank you.
Take care.